I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Where are you on the Buckeyes right now, and will they play tomorrow?
Yeah, that's a good question, if they're going to play or not tomorrow. Hopefully, for their sake, they will. I think when you have the limited schedule that the Big Ten does, getting boxed into a corner by Kevin Warren, only having 8 games in 8 weeks with no potential slip-ups there. They need all the games they can get. So hopefully they get to play Illinois. And, you know, Ohio State clearly, though, I think is going to make the playoff this year. As long as they remain unbeaten, which they should. You look at the remaining 3 games, they'll be big favorites in all those. And then the Big Ten title game, which will likely come against Northwestern. I've been underwhelmed a little bit by the Buckeyes' defense, especially in the second half of games against Rutgers and Indiana. But you got to figure that that's going to evolve and play better. And I like the way the run game's emerging. And I think we'll see Justin Fields toss 3 interceptions in the game again this year.
Yeah, probably not. That was and Indiana's defense is much improved over the last couple of years. Do you get a sense, and I said this before you came on, this season to me, we're trying, man. We're trying to feel like it's legit. Now Nick Saban won't coach tomorrow. Do you feel like this is just, I'm not saying it's fake or phony, but do you get a sense it's tough to judge this year because of all these circumstances?
No, I think we've got plenty of games in, so I'm pretty pleased with it. And I got to tell you, Matt, you know, about a month and a half before the season started, I was wondering if we were going to be playing football this year. So, you know, they talk about 10 cancellations. We still have 50 games this weekend, so I'm a happy camper as long as we're playing college football. And I think what we're seeing is a lot of the teams, it's pretty much what football is. It's, you know, next man up. How do you adapt? How do you overcome things? And the teams that overcome things the best will be the ones. I mean, look at last night. USC and Colorado gets canceled. Now Colorado is playing San Diego State, with 2 days' notice. It'll be really interesting to see which team adapts to that one the best.
But like you just mentioned, USC, that's a prime example. 3-0 team that's ranked, but they've had multiple games now canceled. So how do you judge them? Like, could they make an argument if they run the table, hey, put us near the top of the college football playoff rankings, yet there's not enough body of work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think for the Pac-12, it is going to hurt them, only having 6 games, and in USC's case now just 5 games this year. Plus, the other factor overriding is, I think if you look at the Pac-12, the 2 best teams are clearly USC and Oregon, but neither's been overly dominant this year. I mean, USC needed 2 late scores to get past Arizona State. They need a late touchdown to get past Arizona. And while they beat Utah by 16, they only had a slight yardage edge. They benefited from a fumble return that set up a touchdown, and it wasn't a dominating game. So they have yet to play a dominating game this year. They haven't looked like a national title contender. Same thing with Oregon. Last week they were life and death against UCLA, a team that was down to their backup quarterback and missing about 12 players due to COVID, and their first 2 games weren't overwhelming. So I've been underwhelmed with the Pac-12, and now with only 5-6 games to play this year, I think their chances of making the playoff are slim, even if they have an undefeated champ at the end of the year.
Go to his website, philsteele.com, one of the best when it comes to analyzing college football, joining us here on The Fan. All right, Bama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, in that order, came out this week, the college football playoff rankings. What'd you think, and where are you on the Buckeyes and some of their fans thinking, wait a minute, we haven't lost a game yet. How are we behind Clemson?
You know, the playoff rankings in the first, when they first come out, are pretty meaningless. I mean, there's a lot of football left to be played. Let's take Notre Dame, for example. You know, It doesn't really matter where Notre Dame is seated. They may just lose to North Carolina this week. And if they lose to North Carolina, forget about it. They're out of the picture, and or they have to beat Clemson. And if they beat Clemson, then one of those two teams have two losses. So I think in Ohio State's case, it really doesn't matter where you're ranked right now. Just get playing some football and finish the games. You remember last year, the thing with Ohio State was with Ryan Day, they came out and dominated the first half. Then they came out and dominated the third quarter. Then they came out and dominated the fourth quarter. They won their games last year by an average of 33 points per game. This year they're playing pretty dominant first half, but they're forgetting to show up in the second half, and that's just not going to cut it. They need to be dominant for four quarters and really need to hit the ignition switch.
I love what Indiana did last week, just in terms of making it a football game. And obviously no fans in the stands. It was a weird setting for a top 10 matchup. Boy, Tom Allen and what he's done there, Phil, that's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. And I've been going over the team with Coach Allen each year. And, you know, coming into the year this year, I looked at the size they have in the defensive front seven. This used to be, if you go back to Indiana 10 years ago, a very undersized defensive front seven. But now they've got size. They can stop the run. They can stop the pass. They really have a good defense. And offensively, look at the playmakers. Michael Penix at QB. Stevie Scott at running back. Fryfogle and Wap Fillier at wide receiver. Hendershot at tight end. He's got the skilled players. He's done a great job developing that team. And you got to love his attitude as well. So Indiana's a great story. They won't be playing for the Big Ten title game, but at least they got over the hump. Remember the last couple of years, Matt, they've played the big boys tough for about 3.5 quarters and then just somehow at the end of the game lost. This year they got over the hump against Penn State, Michigan, and you know, we'll see what they do against Wisconsin 2 weeks from now.
You mentioned Northwestern before, and that's likely going to be the Big Ten title game matchup with Ohio State. Northwestern got all fired up last week when Joey Galloway said they're a bunch of Reese Davises. They used that as motivation. And actually curb stomp Wisconsin, which surprised me a little bit. What's your take on the Cats?
Yeah, they're for real. They were my number two rated, my number two most improved team in the magazine. In fact, this year when I got off the phone with Coach Fitzgerald, I was, you know, I'd gone into it with high expectations for Northwestern, came out of it with high expectations. They were 3-9 last year, but their defense gave up just 336 yards per game, and they had nine starters back. And they're only giving up 315 this year. Great defense. Their problem last year was quarterback play. Now they've got Peyton Ramsey, the transfer from Indiana. 8 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions. They've got a run game because they can throw the football now. They're a dangerous team. I think they went out. In Wisconsin's case, they weren't going to be in the Big Ten title game anyway. Northwestern's going to win their final three games, and they have a game advantage over Wisconsin. So they're going to be in the Big Ten title game. And, you know, last 2 years ago, these two met in the Big Ten title game in 2018. It was a pretty close game in the first half, 20-14. Buckeyes pulled away a little bit in the second half. This year's Northwestern team is better than that one that was in the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, you look at their remaining schedule. You mentioned at Michigan State tomorrow, 3:30. That's a W. At Minnesota and then Illinois. So, and that defense, Phil, you said you get off the phone with Fitz. Did you think it would be this good, though? They're stopping people. That could be some fun matchup at the end of the year in Indy.
Yeah, absolutely. They had a top defense last year. Like I said, they only gave up 336 yards per game last year. It was the offense couldn't move the football. They were gaining under 200 yards per game on offense. Now the offense is putting up some yards, and the defense is even better. They got Patty Fisher at linebacker, some outstanding players across the board. This is probably the Big Ten's best defense, and Mike Hankowitz is one of the more underrated defense coordinators out there.
No, they've done a great job. And you said you get out, you know, you talked to all these coaches. Hard not to root for Pat Fitzgerald, you know, who played there, and he's done a nice job. That's not an easy place to win. They basically play in a high school stadium, you know.
Yeah, and look at the recruiting that they have. You know, Northwestern's got the high academic standards. They're like a Stanford of the Pac-12 or a Duke of the ACC, those type of standards competing against the big boys. And Fitzgerald gets those guys, doesn't get the five-star recruits, doesn't get the four-star recruits, but he takes the recruits and develops them, and it's a great attitude, and it does it with defense first, and I love that.
Phil Steele with me, of course, the legendary college football analyst, and I got to go over a couple of games with you, Phil, for this weekend. Saturday, certainly, everybody's going to be watching Notre Dame and UNC. Irish going on the road. They're a six-point favorite. What do you see here?
Yeah, that game's actually today, and it's
today at 3:30. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 3:30 today. So I think North Carolina's got a shot at the upset here. You look at Notre Dame, they definitely have the edge on defense. No ifs, ands, and buts. Notre Dame's got one of the better defenses in the country. North Carolina's defense, questionable. They give up about 30 yards per game above what opponents come in averaging. That's not good. But offensively, North Carolina has the weapons. Javonte Williams and Michael Carter at running back, Sam Howell at quarterback, and then De'Ami Brown, Daz Newsome at receiver. And the list goes on at receiver. They're loaded there. They're averaging 563 yards per game. They're at home. And if you follow North Carolina this year, they're an up week and then a down week. An up week and then a down week. And they've been doing that all season. Their last game was a down game. They barely got past Wake Forest. They're ready for an up game here. And Notre Dame's starting to play with all the attention. Where we ranked in the playoffs, where we're going to do here, what can we do here. They're starting to look ahead a little bit. A lot of teams get caught up in that this time of year. And that's when we get the upsets. I think North Carolina can pull an upset in Notre Dame today.
3:30 game on ABC. Over-under, by the way, 68.5. And Notre Dame, as Phil said, was given about 6. All right, Saturday, Iron Bowl. So weird, Phil, that we're not really at the end of the year. But Bama without Saban, still a 25-point favorite at home against Auburn. What do you think of that number?
It seems pretty high for a rivalry game, but I like the Tide in this one. Since that game against Ole Miss, actually since the end of the first half against Georgia, remember they trailed 24-20 at the half? Yeah. Since then, Alabama's just been simply dominant. Both sides of the ball. Their defense, which gave up all those yards to Ole Miss, has only given up 274 yards per game the last four games. The offense is loaded. Najee Harris at running back. Mac Jones throwing the ball like Tua did last year. Great receiving core. And they might have the best offensive line in the country. Now, with Auburn, they may be 5-2, but they had their first three wins were all beneficial of referee calls. So they could easily have been a team that had a much weaker record. Even last week, they beat Tennessee by 13, but they were outgained by 79 yards. They had a 100-yard interception return for a touchdown, which is a 14-point swing. Hardly dominant. Tank Bigsby, who's been the big thing on their offense the last 3 weeks, got injured, might not even be able to play. If Nick Saban's not going to be on the sidelines, I don't think that's a problem. Head coach does not very little on game day as far as the play calling goes. That's the offense coordinator, defense coordinator as a defense. Maybe make a few decisions as far as fourth downs and time usage. But I think he gets the team well prepped, which he's had time to do. I like Bama to win this one. And the last four times they've lost to Auburn the previous year, they've won the next year. And, Matt, most importantly, they've covered the next year. So I'm going to go with Alabama minus the points.
That's a lot. That's a big number, though. Phil, you're the best, man. PhilSteele.com and, of course, on Twitter, at PhilSteele042. Appreciate you, brother.
Hey, a lot of fun, Matt. Have yourself a good one, my friend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.